Episode 61 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, finds Count Cheney in his White House office with Chief of Staff Andy Card and Prince Bandar bin Sultan. The Average Network now joins the Vice President in deep consultation.
You have a very depressing, if tasteful, office, Count Cheney.
Do you think so? I suppose it is a bit subdued.
It looks like a Victorian funeral parlor.
Yes, that is it. You serve excellent coffee.
You many?
For you? What else, Your Highness? You are, of course, too kind. Though, might this unworthy point out that your conversations with Mr. Woodward have left the kingdom in an even more awkward pose than
usual? But your Highness handled himself brilliantly. Where did you learn your amazing double speak?
I took a special course in diplomatic miscommunication at Cambridge, and Rumsfeld and I talked
about it. Ah, dear Donald.
He can even confuse Dr. Kissinger.
He can indeed. He lectures at Heritage, you know.
Nevertheless, one might suggest you keep your Mr. Powell better informed.
Well, we don't actually like Colin very much. He has all those ethics and things. They interfere with his judgment.
They throw off Dr. Henry's plans, too.
Well, he isn't much longer for this world.
You mean this administration, don't you, sir?
Oh, if you insist.
Your eyes are glowing again, Count Cheney.
Your pardon, Your Highness. Are we to expect an increase in oil shipments?
By early June, very quietly. We wouldn't have raised the price, but His Majesty needs a new golf
course. One must have one's amenities. What is the point of great wealth if you don't
use it? If you've got it, flaunt it. Right, sir.
Precisely. Now, look at Hugo Chavez.
Forgive me, you look at Hugo Chavez. Have you a plan for him?
The CIA is at work on him now.
I am less than fully reassured, Count Cheney. Your CIA believed Ahmed Chalabi's spies.
Count Cheney ordered
Andrew! That's not quite right, Your Highness.
Yes, it is, sir. I was sitting here. Mr. Tennant was over there. Don was here. You ordered...
Andrew! Actually, I'm certain that His Highness need not hear of our little in-house details.
No, please. You fascinate me, gentlemen.
Oh, hi, Dick. Hey, Prince Band-Aid. Hi, Andy.
Bandar, George. Prince Bandar bin Sultan.
Please, Count Cheney, it hardly matters. How are you, Mr. President?
Pretty good. We going to war, Dick? Where are we going to war?
We're at war with Terror and Iraq. I don't really think we need more at the moment. Why'd you ask?
Well, every time we're going to bomb somebody into submission, you get old Prince Bandwidth in here.
Bandar, George. It is possible someone could just drop by for a chat, just to be friendly.
No.
Well, we're not going to war at the moment.
Well, gentlemen, you have not told me how your testimony to the commission came out.
Boy, they're going to think twice about asking me stuff again.
George played his role brilliantly.
Why, it's just like Bob Wurfrat.
Woodward, George.
Yeah, Wurfwood. I'm just like he said I was. Firm and decisive.
He exhausted five professors coaching him. They're on leave at Gitmo now for their health.
Extraordinary. And you, Count Cheney?
Dick hypnotized him.
Hypnotized?
We of the undead have the power to control weaker minds. It's a little bit like hypnosis.
Extraordinary. And the commission?
Heard what they expected to hear.
That's why all the precautions, the released transcript's gonna seem very reasonable.
Yes, I was actually speaking gibberish.
Gibber-ish?
Rumsfeld's native tongue. He's quite fluent.
I wasn't aware there was such a place. Ah, Count, you were explaining how you ordered the CIA to believe Ahmed Chalabi's spies on the WMD issue.
Huh? Chalabi's spies? I thought CIA handled that DDT stuff.
WMDs, George. Andrew and Donald and I have explained it all to you before, George.
You know that stuff don't stick. I'm covered in Revlon.
Teflon, Mr. President.
Very good, Your Highness.
It was natural. You were saying?
Quite. You see, George, your father never finished the Gulf War. I had made promises that your father forced me to break. It not only cost me a number of friends...
And just imagine how tough it is making friends when you're a vampire.
Precisely. Now, Saddam did have WMDs, but Clinton's bombing raids took those sites out, at which point the Ba'athist regime turned into a huge kleptocracy with everyone stealing everything, for fear it would fall apart and they'd be stuck when the end came. Chalabi and I arranged for intel to leak about. suspected weapons, and we ordered Tennant to use it to muddy the waters, as it were.
You faked it all.
We faked it all.
Dang, Dick, that's so clever.
You see, Your Highness, scruples? What are they?
If he were a Muslim, Bismillah, I'd do anything to make him King of Saud. Anything.
And since nothing much has happened here today in this meeting, he'll have forgotten it all in an hour.
Forgot what?
Don't worry about it, Mr. President.
Okay.
And you didn't even have to build him or construct it.
Nope. I lost men like this. I'm intellectually lazy.
Amazing.
Hey, Dick, how'd that STD story come out?
Ah, we used Colin Powell and a lot of questionable documents to push our case. Chalabi so enjoyed creating forged papers.
He isn't really very good at it, sir.
No, he isn't. But hardly matters. Powell was a soldier, not a detective. Condi had some of the NSA people concoct some slightly more reasonable-looking things. But we were invading Iraq anyway, so it hardly mattered.
Saddam is toast, as you so colourfully phrased it.
Quite. And you, George, got to sound very tough indeed.
I did. No, I mean, I sure did.
Ah, Ashcroft.
Hi, John.
Hey, Ashcroft.
Howdy, fellas. Howdy, little foreign gent.
Where are my manners? Ah, here they are. Attorney General Ashcroft, His Highness, Prince Bandar bin Sultan.
Bin Sultan? George, we got him. It's Ulama bin Sultan.
Mr. Ashcroft.
Ashcroft, that ain't no way
to
act.
John, no. Put your gun away.
John.
Oh, dear.
Bin Sultan. Not bin Sodden.
Oh, I'm right sorry, little fella. Afraid I rumpled your shooter, mate.
Think nothing of it, sir. I'm a very sloppy eater and have 37 just like it in my limo. Oh,
by gobs, that's right neighborly of you, Mr. Prince. Since you've interrupted nothing of urgent import, what may I do for you, John?
Well, dag nabbit, when am I going to get to start hanging folks, Dick? I got me a list over 500,000 names already, by gobs.
It really is no wonder we get along so splendidly, Count Cheney.
It is pleasant, isn't it, Your Highness? After the November elections, John, you can hang anyone you like after the elections, dear boy.
Well, I'm ordering special ropes. That'll be fun, John.
Extraordinary.
Episode 61 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were supplied by Carl's Bad Celebrity Impersonations, Carlsbad, California. Visit their website at carlsbaddeadcelebrities.smorg. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network asking you to stay tuned.